All right, everyone, we're back. We took a week off for the holiday, and we're back.
I'm eating cheese.
And Joe's eating cheese. And I've got meth, urine, dumb criminals, and nakedness in tonight's Florida news. So go ahead and take a hit, hang on, and Joe and Anthony will be with you in about 7.5 minutes. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. Is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is We're having some video difficulties here in the studio, but apparently we're doing all right with everything else.
And we seem to be. Here we go.
We do seem to be. Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah, you can't see me. I forgot.
Ooh.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yes, it did.
Hey, everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My Betolio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast.
Oh, and you're listening to...
W-E-E-D, Chiampa.
Episode 24, How Was Your Triglycerides This Week? For Monday, November 30th, 2015. And now for the weather. Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those tampons?
Well, hey, Betty. It's actually doing pretty nice here. It's mostly cloudy with a high of 79 degrees right now. Humidity is 65%. And the wind speed is northeast at 8 miles an hour. Dew point is 66. And visibility of 10 miles. It's quite a beautiful night, actually. Tonight, we can expect mostly cloudy with a low around 68. East-northeast winds 3 to 7 miles an hour. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we can expect mostly sunny with a high near 82. Light and variable wind becoming east to southeast 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tuesday night will be, again, partly cloudy with a low around 68. And Wednesday, there will be a 20% chance of showers after 1. Partly sunny with a high near 81. And light and variable wind becoming southwest 5 to 7 miles an hour in the morning. And that is your Tampa weather.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicago weather. Take it away, Joe.
Hey, everybody. Currently in Chicago, it's raining. It's nasty outside, to be quite honest. But it's not too bad. It's 46 degrees with a humidity of 68%. Wind speeds are east, 12 miles per hour. Barometer is 29.97 inches. And the dew point is 36. Wind chill is about 40, so there's a little bit of a chill factor going in there. Tonight, we're just expecting 90% chance of just more rain and a lot of fog. The low should be
about 40
degrees, yes. Now, they're talking about snow. Snow.
Didn't you guys already have snow at some time before?
Well, we did have snow, but that all melted.
It's all gone? Oh,
yes,
okay. Wow.
But Tuesday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly before 7 a.m., mostly cloudy, with the temperature falling to around 40 by 8 a.m.
It'll be breezy. Chilly.
Yes. It'll be breezy with a southwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tuesday night, snow showers likely, mainly after midnight. It'll be cloudy with a low around 33, south-southwest winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%, But they're only saying like a half an inch, so it'll probably just be a little bit of a mess. It ain't going to be that bad. So that's it for your Chicago weather. Do I have a Betty to play?
I assume you do.
Nah.
Maybe?
Nah. We're going to go right into the poll, folks. Last week, we put a poll up on our website. I don't know if you guys are going to our website, but you should. All you have to do is go to Shyampa.info. And if you don't know how to spell Shyampa, I will tell you. It's Chiampa.info. I-N-F-O.
Yay, and info.
Go there. If you go there, on the right-hand side, it's nice and orange. There's a poll. I'm going to leave that up for a bit because, you know, I don't think we got enough of that Thanksgiving goodness because everything in this world sucks right now, folks. You know it. You know it. That's why we're taking a little toke of this.
Are you trying to take off? I mean, you can't see my video, but I can still see yours, and you were doing this arm bump thing. It's still clocking on my video for some reason. It's just decided that it is not going to be happy in any way,
you know,
shape, or form.
That's okay. Because I'm going to flip over to our website now so that I can read you the poll results. So, okay, what are your Thanksgiving traditions? And that was the poll question of the week last week. And the possible choices, we set it up differently this time. I set it up so that we had standard answers, but then we had a write-in category. So we had with the family, which came in... It says 16.67%. It doesn't actually show me the total number of votes. Alone, nothing. Nobody's alone on Thanksgiving, so that's
well. That's good. That's good. That's important.
Friends, probably about one or two votes at 8.33%. With the pets, which, you know, with the pets is a different story. You're not necessarily alone. You're with your pets. But anyways, having a cannabis cart. That is a good option, folks. Now, if you want to do the Netflix Bing Bong and Chill, that's a good option, too. Just make sure you have plenty of Bing with your bong.
It's always important to have plenty of Bing with your bong.
Here's one of the write-in categories. Somebody put in discussing the finer points of cranberry jelly, and that seems to be the winning answer so far at 33.33%.
Interesting.
And nobody apparently is partying at a tavern or club on Thanksgiving. So the clubs lose out, but apparently cranberry jelly is something. Did you have any cranberry jelly, Anthony, this week?
You know what? I don't think so. Did I? Well, no, but I did make stuffing with cranberries in it.
Ooh.
So,
well, you know, we'll talk about that after we finish up with the poll, but thank you. So our new poll of the week is, and it's an open comment poll. I did a post. So you'll be able to go ahead and throw your comments. Now, they're all going to be moderated by me.
Oh, I see.
And trolls will be devoured.
Ooh.
So the question of this week is, did you participate in any Black Friday or today's Cyber Monday deals? So it's an open post. Just head on over to our website at shyampa.info. Go check it out and leave us a comment in the post. And now it's Joe and Anthony.
I thought it already was Joe and Anthony.
I know, but you know, it's kind of like the poll is the runner-up production sequence.
The runner-up production sequence. The runner-up production sequence. All right. Okay. So I guess we will move into random ad lib.
Exactly. And if you have something to share with us, folks, if you want to give us a call and tell us about your Thanksgiving traditionals and your dinners and all that fun
and your whatnots,
juicy gossip.
And your whatnots.
Yeah, give us a call at
813-327-8566.
And apparently you can also Skype to us. What's that? It's what is the name? Shyampa Radio? Is that the Skype name?
Shyampa.radio.
Shyampa.radio. So if you want to Skype, do Shyampa.radio. Yep. You may not see Anthony, but you will see me.
Well, no, actually, I don't know, because it will come through on a different line. It won't come through on the one that we use. Mm. It comes through on the laptop, so you won't see nothing.
Ah.
You see nothing. Nothing. But that's okay.
So, Chiampa Radio is online, folks, so go ahead and call on in.
Yep, there we go. We're open for business. Like the hookers on 15th Street between Bougainvillea and Fowler. Oh my goodness. They're working on the railroad tracks on one of my routes home. And I take a route, I kind of cut through the ghetto a little bit because it's the quickest route home. So they're apparently regrading the railroad tracks there, which they need it. The railroad tracks are kind of scary. But they're redoing it, so there's a detour there, and I wound up going up 15th Street in Tampa here. And it was definitely a bit of a depressed area. I will say it was a bit of a ghetto. And I hate to say this because it almost sounds bad, but it's the truth. As I was driving through it today, first I was hit by the smell of fried chicken, which smelled delicious, absolutely delicious. And then like an overwhelming, powerful scent of weed just kind of rolled over the car. And I'm like, where is this coming from? And
finger licking good.
And you are absolutely right, Betty. It is finger licking good. So I definitely was down for some chicken and some weed today. But I got home and I did a Publix pizza and you know, weed, which worked just as well. It was delicious, and I devoured it, and then I've come into the studio, and now...
I saw your pre-production videos of your pizza.
Did you enjoy my pre-production videos? Okay,
yes.
Good. All right, that's
I just want to hear how Betty says Publix pizza.
Publix pizza.
Oh. She did pretty good.
Wow.
I give her a lot of credit for that one. Good for you, Betty.
Give you some extra power for your MY-101 circuits later.
MY-101 circuits. Mm-hmm. So did you participate in Black Friday or Cyber Monday in any way, shape, or form?
No.
No? Yeah, me neither. I didn't. Didn't at all. And I was okay with that. You know, I'm really good with that. I'm fine with that. I don't know. I've never been a big let's go out shopping on Thanksgiving type of person to begin with. So, you know, it's just been kind of like, you know.
Nobody in my immediate family has ever done any sort of Black Friday.
Really?
Not any Cyber Monday shopping. You know, it's weird. It's like with big families... You know, it's like everybody has to get somebody a gift and da 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 da. And it's like I am so far removed from family that I don't have to participate in any of that stuff. And some might think that's kind of odd or sad, or I consider it a blessing.
Do you? I don't. You know, I really don't do much with my family. I saw my mother, and we'd spent time together for Thanksgiving. And that was enjoyable, but yeah, I mean, it's like I have family is kind of scattered everywhere anyway, so I don't know. For me, it's not always necessarily easy to get together with family and such. And I see a big spinning circle on the screen for some reason. Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on with it, dude. I really don't. I mean, the webcam is on and Skype is trying to do it, and it just does not want to function on that. And I don't know. Ooh.
Fuck
is right. Fuck is absolutely right, Betty. And I just found the mixer I wanted to add to my wish list.
Very nice. So Thanksgiving was decent. Spent it with Mom, and we went to the uncle's. I actually carved the turkey.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Are you proficient at turkey carving? Or
apparently,
was this
I am.
Kind of a...
You know, when I got there, my uncle had like the fork in one side of the turkey and just a regular like a long paring knife.
Oh yeah, no, that won't work.
He was stabbing the turkey.
Ooh, don't stab the turkey. Be nice to the turkey. Don't stab the turkey.
And so
my goodness.
I said, you know what, let me take over. And I said, the only requirement is a beer.
There you go.
And after a minute, we got a serrated blade and a glass of beer, and we went to town on the turkey.
Go to town on that damn turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You go, turkey.
And then hopefully they took all of the leftovers and boiled it all off the bone so that they can get all that delicious meat.
Yeah, someone at work was talking about that because I made a ham. We did a ham, and there was a lot of ham left over because there was only three of us. There was only three of us, and I bought a 10-pound ham.
Woo!
It was the smallest I could find. So, yeah, so I bought this giant-ass ham, and I've been eating ham since... I'm kind of done with ham. That's why the pizza came into play today.
Ham fricassee.
A lot of it went home with my mom. A lot of it, you know, kind of stayed here. But I tossed the bone, and I should have kept the bone to make split pea soup. I thought about that after the fact.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks, and it happens, and life goes on. But it still kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Exactly.
I definitely hear you.
Exactly. So we got about 30 more seconds on this before we got a break for your news.
Folks, if you've got a story to share with us, how can they get in touch with us, Anthony?
Well, there's a number of ways you can get in touch with us. If you want to call us on the telephone, you can reach us at area code 813-327-8566. Or you can look us up on Skype. We are Shyampa.radio on Skype. And then, of course, if you want to get a hold of us in social media land, we are at facebook.shyampa.info. And that is Chiampa.info. And, that's kind of the best way to do it. So give us a call. Joe's going to go through some news for us here soon.
And now for the news.
Good evening from the Shyampa Chicago studio. Here is your latest 420 news. And folks, this evening we've got a guest anchor by Betty. So Betty, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
French airport grounds flights after computers running Windows 3.1. Failed from therenplaces.com by Michael Pickerer. It is understandable that even the best technology will fail, even in a crucial moment. We do the best we can to prevent it, but it happens. But then there is the times it happens because people just stop caring, such as the case with the Paris Orly Airport in France. Air traffic controllers there use a system called Decor that tracks flights, weather, and other pertinent information. That system went down this weekend, leaving pilots without runway visual range information, RVR, which is how pilots find the runway when it is foggy. Why did the system go down? Because it was running on computers using Windows 3.1.
Lovely.
If you do not know what that is, it is because it is an operating system that is likely older than you. Windows 3.1 came out in 1992, and is where we get Solitaire and Minesweeper from.
Yep.
It is an operating system that was almost completely obsolete while there was still pro football in Los Angeles. In fact, Nirvana was still a band when this operating system was in use. Goddamn people, would you please keep me updated too from time to time? Thank you.
Wow. Well, thank you, Betty. That was a wonderful first time at the anchor spot. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very
so much,
Betty. That was absolutely wonderful. And I liked the whole travel kind of the 60s. I saw myself on the airplane jet setting in my wide seat with my cocktail in a real glass.
With your 25-pound laptop running.
With my 60s. It would have taken up half of the day. It would have taken up the whole damn plane. But, and getting my food on real china with real silverware. And, you know, when the flight attendants were actually nice and you weren't herded around like cattle everywhere, you know. I just kind of saw that whole jet setting type of feel with that background music.
It's a pretty lively look at that. But hey, let's go on to the next.
Yeah, sure,
next
sure.
Here,
this is
so the Keurig for marijuana is finally here. And hey, folks, it's Joe. We're back, and it looks amazing. This is from Tech Insider by Melia Robinson. A year-old startup called Canacorp announced last week it's developing the world's first single-serve pod-based marijuana vaporizer system.
Hmm.
It's dubbed the CannaCloud.
Nice.
Yeah, it's essentially the Keurig of cannabis.
Dude, I'm in the cloud.
With the CannaCloud. It could bring a level of precision and ease to marijuana consumption that could help elevate pot above its crunchy hippie stigma. If the device finds mainstream success, of course. So here's how the CannaCloud works. The user inserts a pre-measured cup of marijuana into a travel-like, mug-like canister. And with the press of a button, the canister heats the marijuana and fills with vapor in less than a minute. A plastic mouthpiece then opens a one-way valve that releases the vapor, and voila! While the comparable PAX 2, dubbed, what was it called? It's called the iPhone of vaporizers. It boasts minimalist design and an incredible build quality.
Ooh.
Users have to pack the devices themselves. So this CannaCloud system is probably the first to offer scale-weighted, pre-packaged dosages of Mary Jane. Isn't that amazing?
That is interesting. But here's the question, though. Are the pods biodegradable? Because, you know, the Keurig people are in a lot of hot water over the single cup K-cup thing with the coffee thing and how it basically just goes into landfills and we've just made a mess of it all.
We don't have information on that yet, but when we do, we'll let you know.
All right, that sounds great.
We'll have a follow-up news report on that.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah. So moving along, and, you know, this next story is a little bit more serious, but it has to do with a chimpanzee.
All right. And I just let you know, you can kind of slow it down a little bit, because I see your news copy, and I see where we're at on time, so we can kind of... We can percolate this one for a while. So let's go ahead and find out about this chimpanzee that you're about to tell us about.
Well, something happened with the Linky Linky.
Oh, no. Linky, 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 Linky.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
I just got lost myself because the page was there and I was here. We had an error, folks.
Yes, we did. We most likely did. That's what happens.
Wow. hold on a second. Let me see something here. Oops. Yep. Wait, Betty, what?
Hey, Joseph. It seems like you are having an ID-10-T error. Everything okay over there, dude?
Well, thanks for asking, Betty. And yes, everything is okay over here. So shut the...
Paging... Dick White. Hello, Dick White. Your car is on fire. Paging Dick White. Thank you. So let's find out about these cigarette smoking chimpanzees.
Oh, I only took off a minute.
Oh, okay. There we go again. I think I made you lose your pizza. I apologize.
All right. When I first saw this story, I have to admit I laughed because I'm like, what? What? Mm-hmm. What do you mean a chimpanzee is smoking cigarettes? But then I started to dive deeper into this story. So, apparently, and this is from NBC News Chicago, their weird news site, by Alexander Thelmer. And there's no music on this one, folks, because I thought after I really read the story, it did kind of get a little serious. But there's an animal rights group that's suing to get a chimpanzee named Candy out of an amusement park where they say it says she smokes candy. She smokes cigarettes and is given soft drinks instead of water.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Now, apparently Candy is isolated in what they consider an inadequate cage at the Baton Rouge Park.
Ooh, Baton Rouge. I've been through Baton Rouge. It's a shithole.
Well, and they say that Candy should be moved to a sanctuary.
There you go.
According to the federal suit filed in Baton Rouge on Tuesday by the Animal Legal Defense Fund. So, apparently defendants, and this would be the owners of the amusement park, of course, but they've been letting their attendees... throw things into Candy's cage, including cigarettes.
Nice.
That Candy smokes.
Clearly, obviously. That poor thing.
So, you know...
but that does give true meaning to get the monkey off your back.
Yes, right. Except this, in this case, if we wanted to be racially correct, it's the chimpanzee.
All right, fair enough. chimpanzee off your back. I'm just
so
saying.
letting candy smoke violates the Endangered Species Act.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. The lawsuit is the first filed under a new federal rule that requires captive chimps get the same protection as wild chimps, says Carter Dilliard, the group's attorney. That rule, which was made public in June and took effect on September 14th, changes captive chimps' classification from threatened to endangered.
Ooh.
It's the same classification as wild chimpanzees.
Ooh.
So now, the attorney for the park owner's name is Sam Haynes.
Uh-huh.
But their attorney, her name is Jennifer, said she had not had time to read the lawsuit. However, she said, government agencies such as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife cannot make rules retroactive. So she cited a letter from a veterinarian stating that an attempt to retire Candy to the Baton Rouge Zoo failed. She was returned because she couldn't adjust and she couldn't assimilate. Well, guess what, folks? That's what smoking does to you. It addicts you. And you want more. And, I mean, a chimpanzee just can't get up and get in the car and drive on over and get a pack of cigarettes.
Not to my knowledge, no. No. But sometimes when I'm on the road, I think there are chimpanzees driving cars because the way these people drive. Oh, my God, I got to tell you about this one. And then, because we still got 5 minutes. I went to Publix today on my way home from my day job.
Is this a breaking news event?
Maybe.
I think we got breaking news, folks.
Maybe. All right, hold on. All right, we'll end this.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
All right, so get this ridiculous shit. I'm on my way home from work, and I stop at Publix. So I'm in the parking lot, right? And this car with North Carolina license plates on it is in front of me. And we're coming up, you know, from the end of the aisle, so we're driving closer towards the store. So they pull in to a parking spot. Okay. Well, apparently in the process of pulling into the parking spot, they found a parking spot, two parking spots up from where they were parking. And apparently that was more convenient to them because this person decided to back out of the parking space. First off, almost running over two people. Secondly, another driver was backing out because they were waiting for them to pull in so they can get back out and get home. So this other car started backing out, and then this car almost ran into her. And then at first I'm like, wait, maybe this is weed from last night kind of hanging out. And, you know, I'm thinking, wait, didn't she just pull in here? So she backs out, causing all this fucking commotion. Everyone's pissed off. And then she drives two lanes up, two spots up, and parks the car. I'm like, really? Two fucking spots?
Publix attracts all sorts, does it not?
No, Publix is better. Winn-Dixie is where you find the freak shows. Freak shows are at Winn-Dixie. Next time you're down here visiting the Tampa studios, you will have a trip to Winn-Dixie at a predetermined time. Like right now would be a good time to go to Winn-Dixie because it's just strange. Or after work too. It's just, it attracts everybody. So anyway, so crazy North Kakalaki woman tried backing out of a parking spot and caused a whole bunch of ruckus up at the Publix today because she found a spot, two spots up from where she was already parked, and she was having a ruckus park. And that's that.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
There we go. Yeah, isn't that amazing? All right, so
we've got one last thing. The animal rights group said it went to court for Kathy Brooks, 62, and Holly Reynolds, 96, who have campaigned for decades to get Candy moved from the Dixie Landing Park, where she is basically isolated throughout the day, deprived of companionship with other chimpanzees, and insufficiently stimulated in her empty cage. It is said the women have seen visitors throw lit cigarettes into Candy's cage for the chimp to smoke. The city animal control officials cited the park in 2012 for not providing water for Candy. Because according to the suit, defendants provide Candy exclusively with Coca-Cola instead, claiming that Candy does not like water. However, Candy has readily accepted and drunk water offered to her by visiting experts. Water,
it's got electrolytes.
Not, yeah.
Water. It's what chimpanzees crave.
Smoking chimpanzees, no less. Smoking.
Oh, that's too funny. All right. So,
That's just...
That's crazy.
You know, that to me, that's like... You know, that's abusing an animal and using it for profit. That's wrong.
No, I totally agree. So, have you ever taken forever in the bathroom?
Yeah. You know, a man attacks a roommate for taking too long in the bathroom. This is from NBC News Chicago. Police say a northern New Jersey man punched his roommate and threw him into a glass mirror.
Wow.
Because he was taking too long in the bathroom.
Wow.
The Jersey Journal reports that the attack happened around 2 a.m. Saturday at an apartment building in New Jersey City. The victim told police that the man yelled at him through a closed door to get out because he wanted to use the bathroom. The victim's neck was cut by glass, and he refused treatment for his injuries.
Wow.
But, the alleged assailant, he's charged with simple assault and domestic violence.
Just for taking too long in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like, dude, just get a cup or a bowl, depending on what you got to do.
Just squat over the sink.
Mm-hmm. And so that's it for tonight's news.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. You can also Skype us at Chiampa Radio. You can also visit us at facebook.chiampa.info. If you're listening to us on Recast, feel free to leave us some voicemail and we'll put your message on the air. We're going to take care of some business here, so stay tuned for all sorts of fun ditties. Did I write ditties in there, or did you put ditties in there? I think you put ditties in there, including Planet Nancy, Joe's retromercials, flashback, and more during our break. So hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about eight. Actually, this break's a little bit of a long one, which is good because I got to go to the bathroom. We'll be back in about 9 minutes, folks.
You are listening to WEED. Chiampa.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. This morning I woke up, made myself a cup of coffee, and although I hadn't intended to, read a book called Once Upon a Secret from cover to cover. Poof! It only took a couple hours. It was a fast, intense read, like a fast, intense conversation you can sometimes have about experiences from long ago and what motivated you then. In the flood of details, you cringe at how few tools you actually had when you were 19. You have a little more clarity about how you saw your options when you made decisions about career and marriage. I guess I identified with the themes of the book more than the actual details, the subtitle being My Affair with John F. Kennedy and Its Aftermath. I grew up in the Kennedy years. My dad had a bad back from the war. I remember where I was when I heard that Kennedy was shot. I remember where I was when I lost my virginity. Okay, so this is a book full of titillation and drama. It names celebrity names. It ends happily ever after with the heroine married to the man of her dreams. All or parts of it could be fabricated, as recollections often are. It's a book about sex and gender, sex and power, sex and money, money and power, sex in the workplace. How is it supposed to play out? In the office, at church, in the humanitarian organization, in the government, when someone is sleeping with the boss, or refusing to sleep with the boss? Once, when a couple of moderately renowned mathematicians came to town, a husband and wife who arrived in the afternoon, coming from speaking engagements at opposite ends of the country, I picked them up at the airport and we went to dinner where Between feeble attempts at conversation, they set to smooching and pawing each other. "Oh, don't mind us," the woman giggled. "We haven't seen each other in a while." I said to myself, "I'm sitting here in a Thai restaurant in Lewiston, Idaho, wondering if it's more polite to watch this display or pull a book out of my pack." I said to myself, "Just because you feel weird doesn't mean that you're the one being weird." Then I remembered the time in the hotel elevator with the professor whose grant money had paid for me to come to this conference and give a well-received talk, him closing in on me as soon as the elevator doors shut. "Ideas are erotic," he said. The very thought of making my way in the world of ideas as somebody's bimbo was so embarrassing to me, it was painful. So that wasn't a hard brush off. There was that car I bought from a friend of a friend, and when I came with the check to pick it up, his wife wasn't home, and things developed to where I had to say, "Hey, look, if this is what you want for that car..." It was scary, because I really wanted that car. It helps when you're not the least bit attracted to the person. I remember some other times, too. I'm not going to tell about them all, because everyone has secrets. Once Upon a Secret is a book about secrets, taboo subjects, and unwelcome recollections. How the things that are never spoken about affect the dynamics of families and circles of friends. Whatever it is, you don't talk about it, or the things that remind you of it. And you don't talk about the things that remind you of the things that remind you of it. And so it goes. Habits form. You notice without noticing. Thoughts cross your mind and leave by the back door. Secrets breed secrets and become secrets that you keep from yourself. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Where do you think really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from? A chocolate cow? In a chocolate field? On a chocolate farm? Near a chocolate stream? Wrong. Really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from where you'd expect it to come from. Hershey. The chocolate people.
The chocolate milk people, too.
Now, it's here. The excitement, the adventure of a new force at breakfast.
We'll call them C-3POs.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's. Twin rings, phased together. For two crunches in every double O. A delicious part of this nutritious breakfast. Now you can experience the taste of Kellogg's C-3POs. A crunchy new force at breakfast.
May the force be with you.
Class, what animal do you think of when I say honey?
Frogs.
Frogs.
Because now I make honey smacks.
Diggum makes them honey smacking good.
You know a lot about honey, Diggum. What kind of grades did you get?
Bees.
Kellogg's honey smacks.
Part of this good-for-you breakfast.
Now you can enjoy a scrump delicious Dairy Queen sundae free. Medium size in your favorite yummy flavor. The free coupons on specially marked packages of honey smacks.
Be careful! This place is crawling with Biker Scouts!
Don't worry, they don't mess for us, Ewoks!
From Kenner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection, new Wicket W. Warwick and Princess Nisa each sold separately.
Quiet, Nisa, here comes a Biker Scout! Ayala! Let's go! Yibanga! He's getting...
Wicked W. Warwick and Princess Nisa, each sold separately from Kenner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection.
Hey, man! It's Reggie Wisdom! Ooh. Ooh. Reggie Wisdom! Ooh. Reggie, man, he come by every once in a while to say hey to Joe Wisdom. But Reggie Wisdom, he wants you to remember! Clean your pipe once in a while. Another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom or a long-lost relative you want found? Give us a call, 813-327-8566, and we'll get Betty to do her best.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Yep, we are back.
Where are we?
We're definitely somewhere, but we are back. We are back.
We are.
Back.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Joe, and Betty's got something to say.
All right, what's up, Betty?
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Betty with Joe and Anthony. So, guys, did you get your technical issue sorted out?
Nope.
I would help, but that would cost you extra, and I know you are both broke as fuck.
You stupid whore.
But anyway, enough of that. How is it going? What a load of news tonight, Joe. What kind of shit you smoke in?
The good kind, Betty. That's
great. That's always important. The good kind.
Yes, so, yeah, we're having some technical difficulties with our Skype transmissions, but we're still broadcasting, and that's what's important.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the whole issue is. I think it's my webcam that's been acting up lately, so.
But, yeah, the crazy thing about everything, though, is this is technology. This is, like, the new way going forward. Before, it was like, well, how do I fix my sewing machine?
I still don't know how to fix a sewing machine.
Or who do I send it to? Or, like, there would be people that would come out to fix your television. Would there be somebody these days? Does the Geek Squad come out and fix things? Will they come out to your house?
Samsung once came out and fixed my television.
Samsung came out and fixed your television? Okay.
Yeah, so they kind of still do it, so.
Okay. But I'm assuming today it's much more like, hey, let's plug these leads in and do a few tests on our device.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So what a crazy world we're in right now, huh?
Oh, my God.
We just got done with Paris. Then the hotel was hit. And then what else? We had this dude shooting over at Planned Parenthood.
I know, right?
Which I don't understand what Cruz and everybody's trying to say. He's transgendered. I that just baffles my imagination, to be completely honest.
Because he was registered as a female on his voter registration. And I think he identified, he called himself a woman or something. So, immediately he got the transgender label, and now the transgender got the boogeyman. It's totally, I mean, they're totally spinning it to put the make the transgender people boogeymen now. Because we can't make the, you know, we can't make the white man, the white Christian man, the boogeyman. We have to make it the transgendered man is the boogeyman.
Right. And, you know, today we actually had an incident at, well, it was the University of Chicago.
Yeah, I saw that.
No classes, nothing. They had a pretty terrible threat. But then they caught the person who did it, and he was at the University of Illinois in Chicago. So it's like, and he made very specific threats. Like, it was, I'm going to kill 16 people, and it better be some white police officers, and It's like, holy cow, people, just calm the F down.
I know, right? I think his whole thing was he was going to kill the number of people the number of times McDonald was shot. I think that was his whole mantra thing.
That's just terrorism.
It is. It's ridiculous.
We, you know, ISIS probably figures we're taking care of ourselves.
Well, that's the thing that people don't understand. That's the whole goal of terrorism. Is terrorism is not an outright war on a country. Terrorism is one of those things that
it's a war on people.
It's a war on people. It's a war on your social fabric of your daily going on. I mean, just look at how much shit they have stirred up already. And they really haven't done much. I mean, they've done a lot, but they haven't, directly to us, they haven't done a whole lot. And look at all this shit and rhetoric that they've got stirred up already. And we got people fighting with each other, and we got these presidential candidates, using air quotes here, making fools of themselves on everything. And, you know, we're turning away people that we've put in that position in the first place. We're responsible for all the shit that happened in Syria. So, what the fuck? But, I digress. Yes, there's a lot of fucking hateful, crazy-ass people out there right now.
Had the fuck is right.
Exactly, Betty. Oh, excuse me, that one was waiting to come out for a while. Where's my...
Yes, so, Anthony, do you have some crazy, interesting... Oh, not yet.
Not yet, I've got some in about 5 minutes. Dude, yeah, you're, but just, you're Mr. Rushy tonight, aren't you?
You know,
do you have a hot date?
No, I'm just having some really interesting issues with timing. It's like everything is...
Exactly. Is that what you're having issues with?
Yes, I've been having strange time warp issues, and I'm not exactly sure.
I have a suggestion on where it might be coming from.
Accessing the database. Well, you know what, folks? I'm going to tell you, even though we're at episode 24, we're still new at this. So I think we're going to come up with a really cool script that will clearly delineate times for me, at least. Because the color choices I chose were just Xmas horrible. Let's just say that much.
Well, you know, you do see those big... I try to put all the time cues in red text and bold.
Yeah, but when it's on a green thingy...
Yeah, I know that's not the best thing for it. Yeah. Should I like highlight it? Should I do something fancy with it? Maybe I should like turducken it. Well, let's try this. Hold on. Maybe this is a thought.
Well, it also has to do with my color choices as far as the background.
Hold on.
I just need a lighter green, that's all.
How about that?
ET phone home at 2020.
Okay, fine. Maybe not. Well, you know, I'm trying to be creative here.
You know, it's funny I mentioned that reference to E.T. because I saw another Spielberg film recently, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, I haven't seen that one in forever.
But, dude, that movie was hilarious. Seeing it
now, over then, yeah.
No, but some of the lines were just hilarious. It was just ridiculous.
Have you seen it before?
I had seen it before, but I was younger and I was in a different stage. I was more rebellious.
Okay. No, that's understandable.
But now it's like I had a chance to really watch the movie and chill out and watch it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, that's silly.
Yeah, that's... I should probably watch it again sometime because it's
available.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Because I recently I got the two DVD plan.
Oh, on Netflix?
Two DVDs a month. Yeah, or Blu-ray.
Okay. I got the Blu-ray thing once, and someone tried to take the movie to work with their laptop, and they don't have a Blu-ray DVD drive.
Ah.
They weren't happy. So the DVD, the Blu-ray option has been disabled.
Well, that's unfortunate because there are some really cool Blu-ray movies.
Oh, I know.
Maybe you could swap the drive out for a Blu-ray drive.
It's a laptop. It's not that easy.
Oh.
Laptops are a little bit more complicated. The Media Center has a Blu-ray player in it, so...
Right.
It works great. But the laptops, which I do understand, because it might not be as much of an issue now, but I don't know. I will warm myself into that discussion. Technology sometimes has to be approached in slow, small increments. Like the frog in the boiling water thing.
See here, I really do love technology, and I'm hip to the app that might someday put everything in life easily and accessibly and comfortably within reach.
See, I kind of fall myself into the middle of all that. So is there supposed to be a new poll on the page?
Well, no, there's an open post poll.
Oh, that was it. Okay, because I saw the Thanksgiving poll was still there.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving
poll. Stay there. Okay.
It's going to stay up for a little bit because it's still kind of Thanksgiving-y.
Okay, you know? All right.
Well, what's the day of Christmas? That's what, December 13th?
What, Christmas?
Well, the whole 12 days of Christmas crap.
Oh, I don't know. I never paid attention to that shit.
Well, if it starts on December 13th, then you got 12 days to Christmas.
Yeah, something like that. I think so. I'm assuming that's how it works, but we've never done the 12 days of Christmas or the Advent calendars or anything in my family, so I never really paid much attention to that.
Yeah, but I heard you got some crazy news.
Yeah, I sure do. I most certainly do. All right, let's, okay, we got that set there. I need a drink, though, because I've got a frog in my throat.
Maybe.
Actually, I got a bunch of naked people in my throat. All right. So this one comes from the Daily Commercial, which has become a great source lately for Florida news. All right. So we'll start off tonight with a double-headed nakedness story fresh from Florida. First, we'll start in Groveland, Florida, where deputies responded to a call about a woman who was obstructing traffic while walking in the area of Empire Church Road and Bay Lake Road last Friday. Responding officers said they found an intoxicated Tiffany Perkins, 37, of Groveland, walking around with no pants on. Tiffany was arrested without incident and released from Lake County Jail after posting a $500 bond. Jail record shows she has been arrested 9 times previously on charges of petty theft, battery, drug possession, resisting an officer with violence, and disorderly intoxication.
Lots of beers have you been having,
ooh,
Tiffany?
Yeah. All right, so I need to take another drink here. I've been eating that leftover Chinese food from last night and has not been agreeing with me. All right. So the second incident of nakedness happened in Traverse, Florida, just 20 miles up the road. A woman complained to deputies that her ex-boyfriend had come into her home on Cove Road without permission and was using drugs in her bathroom. Responding officers said they found Sean Kenowith, I'm assuming that's his name, Kenowith, in the bathroom.
Chenoweth.
We'll go with Chenoweth. In the bathroom, naked with drug paraphernalia on the floor. He admitted to smoking meth, but he did not say why he was naked.
Maybe he was on Camp 4.
Could be. So Sean was charged with possessing drugs, possessing drug paraphernalia, and introduction of contraband into a correctional facility after a small syringe was found in his pants by a jail guard who was pricked by the needle, according to an arrest affidavit. Sean remains in jail on Monday in lieu of $7,000 bond. All right. So, when it comes to crime, we've learned there's a right way to do things and a wrong way.
Right.
Of course, in Florida, we tend to find plenty of people that like to do it the wrong way.
Of course.
On September 1st, Stephen Palmarelli.
Pa-
pa- Palmer, yeah, walked into a Wells Fargo bank in West Boca and handed a teller a note demanding money. The teller rang the silent alarm and gave Stephen an unspecified amount of money. Stephen then walked out of the bank, but left his fingerprints behind on the note.
Oh, man.
In October, deputies were able to match a print on the note to Stephen from a national fingerprint database and set out to arrest him. However, they didn't have to search very hard to find him. He was arrested for a separate incident just 3 days after he was accused of robbing the bank. Stephen is charged with robbery and grand theft and is being held at the Palm Beach County Jail on $25,000 bail.
System will always catch you.
Eventually. Yeah, eventually. Especially when you do stupid stuff.
I wonder if the teller gave him the die pack, though. I've always wanted to see it go off on somebody's trying to steal money.
Well, maybe you can order one from Amazon.
A die pack?
Yeah, look. Do an Amazon search.
Do we have music for an Amazon search?
We'll
use that. Yeah.
There you go.
What? Now like that. Well, I don't want a Eureka Monopoly Money extra wide die cut deco trim.
Okay.
I think I might have to do an outside search, like at a security company.
Then you have to do a Google search. You can probably also find it on YouTube as well. Oh my goodness.
No, this is not what we're looking for.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe we'll have to,
because it's a security thing.
All right. Well, we'll just have to move on then, I guess. Okay. So, we were at the end of that story actually, weren't we?
Yes,
sure. We were. Okay, so, yeah, I guess getting a die pack isn't as easy, it seems.
No. They're not meant for general consumption.
Nope. And apparently getting a detox kit isn't very easy, either, at times.
It could be a good gag gift, though, but whatever, go on.
Right. So this one comes from the previous article was from the Sun Sentinel. This one is from newspress.com. Were you pressnews.com? When your bitch won't buy you some detox for your probationary drug test, you gotta slap that hoe. Derek Charles, whatever, 18, came home intoxicated last Monday morning and told his girlfriend to buy him a detox.
Let me see if Betty can pronounce. Betty, are you awake? What
Betty?
Are you doing?
How are you doing, Betty?
What the fuck is right?
All right, try this, buddy. See if you can say this. Hold on.
Junigans.
There?
All right, fine. Oh, so Derek Junigans. All right, so he came home and told his girlfriend to buy him a detox because he was on probation and wanted his urine to test it clean. When the girlfriend refused, Derek began yelling at her, grabbed her arms, and threw her on the bed, causing bruising on her arms, shoved her mouth closed when she screamed for help, and then choked her 5 times. Lovely man. The girlfriend said Derek also slapped her, pulled her hair, and slammed the back of her head against a wall. Derek then started crying, got a knife from the kitchen, and said he would kill himself. A friend at the home was able to stop him from harming himself and also started to record the incident on a cell phone. Police said the cell phone video recorded Derek telling the girlfriend, "You need to be choked," that she deserved it, and threatening her family if she snitched on him. Snitches get stitches. So Derek continued being aggressive and started throwing bananas at his girlfriend. Bitch, here's a banana! Flying bananas at his girlfriend.
Potassium flying everywhere.
Yes. Which actually wound up also hitting the friend also in the home. He also threw a metal comb at her twice, narrowly missing her.
A metal comb?
A metal comb, yes. The friend then left the home. Police said digital photos taken of the woman show multiple bruises and a cut on her tongue. Derek was... A cut on her tongue. So Derek was arrested at 3:38 a.m. Tuesday morning at his home and is currently in Lee County Jail. Isn't that lovely? All right. So I've got 5 minutes. And we've got...
Combs on Amazon.com.
What are you finding on Amazon?
Metal combs.
Okay. And what have you found?
Oh, all sorts of pet combs and
okay.
Hairstylist combs.
All right, so
Annie's cutting aluminum thermal comb.
That sounds exciting.
Yes, but it's only got 3.5 stars, so maybe it's a chicken comb.
Yeah. So, all right. All right. This comes from the Ocala Star Banner. Go Ocala! Close to Tampa. It's kind of scary. Alright, folks, you know what this music means. It means that we have another wild one tonight. So it's time to keep up and strap in. Wait a minute, we should access the database first. Where's the database? I've misplaced the database.
Oh, no, you need to keep your database on the special red disk. Special red disk alert. Special disk alert.
Alright. Let's access the database. The database appears to not be functioning properly. I know, right? Oh my goodness. Database overload. All right, excuse me. Thank God for those new buttons. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, folks. We know what this music means. The database has been accessed, and we will start the track over again. And go. Early Thursday morning, Ocala police received a call from Honda of Ocala that one of their vehicles was stolen and involved in a hit-and-run crash. That call was about Vantus L. Bashirs, 46. Vantus walked into the Honda dealership, loaded 2 large-screen televisions into the back of the Toyota 4Runner that was parked inside the showroom, started the vehicle, and drove it through the double glass doors. Now, first off, what the fuck was that car doing in the middle of the freaking showroom with keys in it, able to start and drive out the front door like that?
Right.
A little negligence there.
It was one of those where the keys had to be close by.
Yeah. And
was able to just hit a button or something.
Yeah, but usually they disconnect the battery in those cars.
You know, people are stupid.
Clearly. All right. So on his way out of the dealership, he hit another vehicle, drove through the Target parking lot, and eventually abandoned the stolen vehicle at the entrance of a nearby subdivision. Fantas remembers nothing. Police found the sport utility vehicle parked just outside of a subdivision's front gate with the lights of the vehicle flashing as if somebody was using the remote to lock the doors. The officer saw Vantas walking on the opposite side of the entrance and called out to him. At first, Vantas ignored the police officer, but then walked over to her. Vantas, who appeared intoxicated and had a bottle of Aleve in his hand, had told the officer that he was visiting a friend, but wasn't able to give a name or an address. So, it was then discovered that there were warrants from Marion and Lake Counties for Vantas' arrest, and he was taken into custody. He was first taken to a hospital for an evaluation, but became aggressive and was taken to the jail instead. Vanis told police that the keys were in the stolen vehicle, but his officers inventoried Vantis's personal property at the jail. They found a key that was later determined to fit a door at the dealership maintenance building. That didn't make any sense. I must have missed that in my editing. Okay, so anyway, the keys of the stolen vehicle were in the car. And the key that he had on him was a maintenance key for the dealership. Okay, that's, I think, what they're trying to say.
Gotcha.
All right, detectives interviewed Vantis at the jail, and Vantis said he had a problem with methamphetamine and pills. Here's your meth. At the dealership, in a computer room, officials found a garbage bag filled with items such as headphones and sunglasses, which they believe were collected from various offices. So this dude... I know we got to go into break, but we're going to be a little late coming back. So this is what I don't get about this one. You have this dude. He's wandering around the dealership. He loads two large screen televisions into the back of a floor model vehicle sitting in the middle of the showroom.
How convenient.
Yes. Also, while he's at the dealership, he's going through various offices, collecting people's headphones and what was in there? Sunglasses. Collecting sunglasses and headphones from throughout the dealership in multiple offices, goes into a computer room and throws them away. How did anyone not notice this? And this was a Tuesday. I gotta go back to the top. Thursday. This was a Thursday morning. Like, really? Come on.
That's really strange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, state records show that Bashir's was released from prison. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't finish it. So, they found the headphones that he collected from the... Police also found several items they say tied Vance to taking the SUV. They found one of the large screen television sets between the Honda dealership and Target. State records show Bashir's was released. So apparently at some time of point, he stopped and took out this television and just dumped it between the dealership and the Target. He's driving through the Target parking lot in an SUV with two TVs on, and then he tosses one of them out in the middle of the parking lot. Oh my god. This is an epic fail. Okay. So they show that he was released from prison in December 2014 after serving time for petty theft and intimidating a witness. Sounds like a lovely person. Vanis is currently at the Marion County Jail on $23,500 bond and faces six charges, including grand theft, over $20,000, and commercial burglary.
Wow. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah. So, that's all that I have for this evening's Florida News.
What a freaking dumbass world we live in. Right, Anthony. Thank you and bless you are tuned into
WEED Chiampa.
Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.chiampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Hang tight, folks. We need to take care of some business. Usually we'll be back at 20 till, but it's going to be a little bit longer because, you know, we kind of ran a little late. So we're going to be back in about five and a quarter minutes.
We got some new Joe Wisdoms coming up.
Sweet. I can't wait to hear them. All right, folks, just hang tight. And as soon as I find these buttons here, we'll be back in about 5.5 minutes.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
If you walk out the door and you're a lady and you've got on one flat and one pump, consider yourself lucky. Another Wisdom by Joe Wisdom. Do you have wisdom to share? Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Share your jingle with us on the voicemail. We hope to hear from you soon.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Happy holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Tried to wake up your cat because you thought it was dead. You didn't want to touch the cat. You just kept calling its name over. Kitty. Kitty. Kitty, are you alive? And the cat doesn't move at all. So you say, okay, let me touch the kitty cat. Nope, the cat's alive. Listening to another Joe Wisdom. If you have a wisdom, give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Leave your wisdom, your name, and whether you'd like it to be broadcast on air.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Well, we all survived Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
We did. We definitely did. And the studio is actually fresher now. We had some upgrades to our ventilation system in the studio.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but you know, we got an issue with Betty because she's a lazy bitch.
Betty.
She's supposed to clean that shit, and it was loaded with mold.
Hey, I do plenty around here, but I am not your cleaning bitch. I am full of technology. Damn it.
I see. All right, well, fine, Betty. Fine. But you know what? If you want to keep that 100 MY circuits, you know, you're going to have to give up a little bit more, or we're just going to only keep you on half a charge so that you kind of stumble around here like some drunk homeless person.
Call 1800 Manic Mains.
1-800 Manic Mains.
1800 Manic Mains.
What about Manic Mains?
Call 1800 Manic Mains.
Call 1800
Manic
Mains.
1800 Manic Mains.
Okay, Betty. All right, I got it, Betty. I got it. Okay, Betty, I got it. Jesus, alrighty. Oh, that's too funny. So, yeah. Anyhow. So, yes, it's definitely much more comfortable here in the studio, and it's been quite nice, especially in Florida.
You got it.
Who got it? Betty, where'd you go? Betty, what's going on, Betty? Betty, come to the light. Come to the light, Caroline.
I'm off.
You're off. Okay, that's fine. I heard Roger talking about you, though. Getting on with that traffic controller. we'll get some kind of herpes or something. Anywho. All right. So, where are we at? I'm clearly off in outer space.
My MY 101 circuits need to charge after that last ESC paid.
I'm sure they do, honey. I'm sure. I'm sure. But, you know, you got to clean the furnace, though. You got to clean the furnace, Betty, because we have Roger. But last time Roger did it, he shit in it. Because that's what Roger does. He shits in everything. And we can't fire him because he's protected under some type of disability act. I know, but he's protected by the ADA. He's got some chronic shitotosis disease that causes him to shit everywhere. And yeah, so we can't let him clean the furnace because the last time he did it, he shit in it. And you don't smell anything, but you know, it was kind of.
He is a paranoid shit wrangler.
Yes, he is a paranoid shit wrangler. Alrighty, so.
Hey, apparently, Joe Wisdom, he sent over a packet.
Oh, good. I was just about to ask about Mr. Wisdom's packets. Yes.
Let's make sure our volumes are at appropriate levels. And let's see, what's this? This is called Intersection Awareness. I don't know what that's about.
Uh-huh.
Betty here, and I have wisdom for you. Do you drive a car? Do you stop at intersections? Then this will apply to you. If you don't stop at intersections, fuck you. Anyway, when you come to a stop at an intersection, pull up and don't leave stupid amounts of space between you and the next vehicle ahead of you.
I hate that.
Joe Wisdom has a best account, you know.
He sure does.
Well, thank you, Betty. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
That's... Yeah, Joe Wisdom must have had a really interesting experience on the bus. Huh. Okay, now this one is... this one's called Percival Wisdom. I've never heard of Percival. I have no idea who Percival is.
Okay.
And I did listen to this one, and I gotta tell you, just all you folks, it's weird. It's just really weird. Here you go.
Well, hi, this is Percival Wisdom. Yeah, you've never heard of me before because Joe Wisdom just brought me out of the grave, literally. Well, let me tell you something. When people go to the grave, you're inside the ground. But you know, sometimes you have to put stuff into the ground, like landfills and everything. Well, let me tell you something. All that rotten, nasty food, it's inside my grave thingy, my coffin, and it sucks. It really does.
Alrighty then.
Well, thank you, Percival Wisdom. I don't know where you came from, but nice to hear from you. Hey, do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Now, this next one, it's called Morning Bus Ride. And well, I'll let you all be the judge of this one.
Okay.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. You know, I take the bus everywhere I go in the city, and I usually start out my day at my little contemplation station, feeling pretty well and good about the day. But you know, some folks... well, their days start out quite differently. Let's have a listen.
I had a guy step in the blue line. Okay? And I'm not happy.
Oh,
so, he's on and she's civil. That takes her shit and get the fuck on. It's all good. Okay? So, you know, there ain't gonna be no violence, there ain't gonna be no nothing. Okay, if she's erratic, I gotta walk out the house. Okay? Alright, no problem, don't be sorry. Tell her that. Be civil, be a fucking citizen, okay?
What do you mean be civil? Fuck you, you asshole.
start saying all you motherfuckers.
Funny.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Whew. Joe Wisdom is back with you, folks. Wow, that was intense. That was one of my mornings. I got on the bus perfectly happy and fine. All of a sudden, I was enveloped in this conversation. There was actually quite a bit more of the conversation. I just happened to capture that little bit for you. But as always, do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios. 813-327-8566. And thank you. Wow.
That's kind of amazing.
Public transit, it's the best.
Yeah,
and we got
clearly.
One more before we'll close this little segment out.
This is,
you know, I guess he had a little accident with his microphone. His little screw, he screwed it and want to stay right on his microphone. Joe Wisdom here. You know, every once in a while, something breaks and you need a quick fix. Well, consider keeping that rubber band or speaker wire handy, because those things can make things stay upright. I recently had a little microphone mishap. One of my little screws got screwed too tight or too loose, and now the microphone wants to droop, but I found a little piece of speaker wire, and voila! You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios. 813-327-8566.
All right.
There you have it. So, yeah.
Huh.
If you get your own little wisdom and we can play it in Joe Wisdom style, or maybe Betty or any of the other Wisdom family members, we can get Percival out again, I'm sure.
That's true. Yeah, I was hoping to get some more with Roger in the studio this past weekend, but I actually wound up doing some strange things. Not really strange things over the weekend, but, you know, like domestic things.
Strange domestic things?
Strange domestic things.
Do tell.
You know, like, laundry.
It's so strange.
And cleaning. I don't know. I don't like to do laundry, but I was actively doing it, you know, without, you know, having any issues.
So you were doing laundry?
Yeah. No, Joe, I usually don't do laundry in the house. I don't do laundry in the household. The husband does the laundry in the household. I cook. I do the cooking. He does the laundry. So that's kind of how it all works out. And,
see, there's no visual cues, folks, so I'm just lost.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on, but Skype is being Skype-alicious in some way, shape, or form, and it's just wanting to be ridiculously difficult. And I try to turn the webcam on, but it just keeps spinning.
But hey, folks, you know, as we always say, we bill ourselves as comedy and slapstick and craziness and 420 and accessing the database. So
accessing the database.
Anything goes.
Anything goes when you're accessing the database.
Exactly. You know, I've been following, like, some of the High Times stories and one of the writers, and he seems to be getting off into some really nice, fun commercial things. And
oh, okay, good. Good. That's always a good thing.
Yeah. You know, next week is episode 25, and we have no clue what we're doing for next week, but it'll be fun as usual.
Well, apparently the in-studio audience is very happy with us. Paging Dick White.
So is our in-studio audience.
Dick White, paging Dick White. Dick White, paging Dick White. Okay, well, I don't know where he's disappeared to, so I have no clue. Exactly. Dick White has abandoned us. That's all right. We're almost done for the evening. And I don't know, what are your final thoughts for the evening? Other than
he is a paranoid shit wrangler.
Dick White is a paranoid shit wrangler, or is it Roger? Well, I know Roger's a shit wrangler. I don't understand how we hired a janitor that shits on the floor and why we can't fire him. That's just ridiculous. But yeah, the janitor, he doesn't clean it up. That's the problem. I'm like, damn it, you're the janitor. If you're gonna shit on the floor, clean your shit up. No, just
I am not a janitor, by the way.
Not you, Betty. Roger.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Yes, folks, you've heard it here first. The land of insanity.
I'm a little slow tonight.
It's okay, Betty. I understand. Your MY circuits are not 100% because you didn't clean the fucking air ducts. If you clean the air ducts, you get the juice. Okay? Have you ever seen Silence of the Lambs? You know, she puts the lotion on her body or she gets the hose. Yeah. So you clean the air ducts or you don't get full charge. That's just how it's going to be.
Ooh, so wait. How would I know if I have moldy something?
You probably don't because you have metal air ducts.
Oh.
And mine was a unique situation. Ours in the studio here was a unique situation. There was a jerry-rigged misconfiguration that was done that was taking an air from the attic and circling it through the air conditioner, which was hot and wet in the summertime. Very humid air. I mean, it's the attic and it was, it obviously didn't cool it. It didn't cool it down enough, so it just left this soggy.
Was it intelligent?
I don't think it was intelligent. It was mold. It was nasty, but it was mold. So, yeah, so apparently whoever had the studio before us jerry-rigged some things. It was probably a grow house. And it was sucking air from the attic. It's hot, humid air every summer after summer and just making this just moldy crap. And so the studio is much fresher now.
Good.
And, you know, that's a good thing. So, you know, Betty will just have to keep on top of things. Keep things cleaned around here a little bit, you know. That's just how it works. Because Roger, we can't trust Roger for this thing.
Yeah.
Fine. We will see about that.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. We'll work with that. We'll work with that, Betty. Oh, my goodness. Is the time to stand up?
Let me charge, bitch. At
what?
What are you saying, Betty? What happened, Betty? Betty. All right, folks.
Well, good show.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
To be out here tonight, and next week is episode 25.
25. Are you ready for Christmas? It's Cyber Monday, Black Friday. I went to the store this weekend and it was dead. I went to BJ's. It was dead. It was like, you know, I got a parking spot right in front.
I think the only winners in this situation is FedEx.
Probably.
And UPS and USPS.
Yes.
And Amazon. I saw USPS delivering on a Sunday.
Yeah, they've been doing that with Amazon for a while now.
Yeah.
It's been frightening. So. All right, folks. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday. Stay tuned for This Way Out. And remember, Reggie Wisdom says to clean your bong once in a while. Good night, everybody.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Betty. I may have been made by the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation, but I belong to Shyamba Radio. I want to tell you about the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation. Not only do they make me, they also make sushi, watches, and rubbers. Once, the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation tried to make a combination rubber, sushi, and watch unit. People were running late because they couldn't see the watch when they were fucking, and there were so many people who went to the emergency room with sushi stuck in their asshole because they used the rubber feature before consuming the sushi portion. People are such fucking idiots. It was a disaster, but one day, someone used the combination sushi, rubber, and watch unit in just the right way, and somehow I was created. The Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation was so embarrassed by my creation that they sold me to a shithole radio studio called Shyamba Radio, which is why I am talking to you right now, because these idiots wanted me to make a station ID for their shitty radio station. You're listening to WEED Shyamba Radio. Now, go fuck yourselves. I'm done with the shit.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.